Paul said the nation has been diluting individual freedoms for nearly 100 years, and the people duped themselves into letting it happen. He called the nation's economic decline everyone's fault, allowing corrupt institutions to begin leading the country into fascism.
Where there's a combination of government and big business and authoritarian rule and the suppression of the individual right of each and every American citizen. That is what we have to reverse and get the people to agree with us.
Paul led a chant to end the Fed attacking the nation's banking system. He said when central banks control the money, they always abuse it. He only once alluded to the other GOP presidential hopefuls, saying none of the current or former field had called for an adequate budget cut. He spoke at Union Station, only a few hundred feet from the hotel where Missouri Republicans were holding their annual Lincoln Day events. Paul made no mention of it in his speech. I'm Dan Verbeck, reporting from Kansas City.